Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Everything was neat. All the chairs were tucked in. It was fine. I didn't have to move anything, and I just walked through and came back. And then just now, I got up and walked around, did the same loop, and there were like 10 chairs as askew in there as I've ever seen. I don't understand. Like, what happened to those chairs?
It's Mike Shope.
I don't know. What would make the most sense?
And the Bulldog.
I am shook by this. Honest to God, I do not understand what just happened.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Did you go down there during a break and move the chairs?
I've been doing it every day.
It was me all along!
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
If you know, you know. The show has never sounded older than that because it's not even our building anymore. It's our building, but it's not our space. That'll never happen again in that room.
That's right.
To us.
It's all over.
Leave it to the next radio
there's
guys.
There's no longer a conference room for me to walk through and straighten the chairs.
Yeah.
So that's gone.
It's getting away from us.
It does make me feel good, though, that I stopped doing that before I even knew the room was going away.
Yeah, that was a long time before that.
I need to let this go. It's not my place to fix the chairs. I'm in this room once every other year, maybe, for a meeting. I don't need to care about how neat the chairs are.
Yeah, when are we in that room?
Hardly ever.
When we sold Star, we had a meeting in there?
Maybe.
Was that post-COVID? I think it was. What else? When Andy quit?
Yeah.
It's usually got some sausage and peppers on a table in there during the Christmas party, which, by the way, is in late January.
We have... Oh, really?
Yeah, I found that out today. Our client party is in late for the holidays. I'm not sure what holiday it is.
Not pre-December. Wow, okay.
It's in late January.
This is a throwback because we used to have, not for clients,
Breaking news, but
a company party that was a holiday party, and they had decided... That party had been in February at times.
I've been to one of those.
Going that far
and
back.
And I made fun of that, too.
Let's just move. Listen, the holidays are so busy. Let's not burden everyone with a date somewhere where they've got family and friend obligations with a work party. Let's just do it in March.
Yeah. Pearl Street. We had one of those at Pearl Street.
Right.
Like, why are we here tonight? That's for the holidays.
Right. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Happy Martin Luther King Day.
I did get a happy holidays from someone in an email already, and I said I guess I'm getting soft. I got to allow it. I mean, I don't know. We're close. Thanksgiving is 2 weeks from today, right? We're almost there.
Yeah, that's right.
So.
Still, that's not even that close.
Yeah.
You don't have your Thanksgiving shopping done?
Well, my Thanksgiving shopping, I'm in charge of, my mom for years made pies. All the pies, apple, Dutch apple and pumpkin, and great job.
Dutch apple?
Yeah.
That's different?
Crumbs on top.
Oh, okay.
Crumble on top.
That's Dutch apple?
Yeah.
What, do they invent the crumbs?
At least that's what we call it. I think that's
sounds right.
Anyway.
I could buy it.
You know, she's 91. I think she still wants to make pies. But we decided last year, I think was the first year I suggested, you know, you really you don't have to do this.
Take it easy.
I can acquire pies through some other means. So there's a bakery that I really like on the west side that I have been going to for a pie or two to sort of complement Thanksgiving, like not to blow my mom out of the water or anything. But last year, whole hog, all the pies from there. And I, on Monday, ordered my pies.
Well, so I
have done my Thanksgiving shopping.
It might not be too early to have a brief conversation about it, but it's definitely too early for like that Survivor game.
That's right. Agreed. I even rushed this. It's just that it happened. It's on my mind, I guess, because I ordered these pies.
We're not taking calls on cranberry sauce.
Not today. Yet. Yeah, canned versus, yeah, no.
Nothing. PFF.
Familiar.
Home field advantage. Earning the number one seed, I'm quoting, in the conference is a huge advantage going into the playoffs. Here are the most likely teams to do that in their respective conferences.
Oh, boy.
So I haven't read the fine print here, but this is going to be, it's PFF. It's going to be more than just the ESPN playoff calculator or whatever it's called is like you can just have the home team win every game or even the favorite win every game and sort of as a shortcut. This is going to be above that.
Mm-hmm. They're going to take more factors into account.
Schedule.
Yeah.
What else might it, I mean, I don't know about injuries. Schedule, that might be most of it.
Yeah.
Anyway, would you like to rank AFC teams 1 through 5? Family Feud saw you often refer to The Feud. It's a popular game show for you. It's a game show. It's been around a long time. Play The Feud. I don't know if anybody knows what it means when you say that, but you like to say
I don't even think I really use it appropriately. I just use it for almost anything. Like, we're ready to take some calls. All right, let's play The Feud. And it's not really the...
Richard Dawson would say it.
Yeah.
Now the show has sounded even older still.
Right.
Top five...
Steve Harvey has probably said it.
You think? I don't think I've ever watched Family Feud with him.
Well, he's hosting it. He is hosting it, right?
Or whatever.
He's had a minute there at least. So if he was hosting it, he has said it.
I just want to say activate the randomizer. And let's duel. Like Rob Lowe does on the floor, which is so bad every single time. Let's duel.
See, now that I've never seen.
Now he's starting to say, let's battle. Because I think maybe somebody told him, let's duel sounds really dumb. 1 through 5, let's get to this. 1 through 5 AFC teams by their PFF odds of winning the one seed. Would you like to do this? I didn't even clear it with you.
Sure. Yeah. No, it's an entry level-ish enough football question that I'm comfortable not being prepped.
So when you're on Family Feud, if you don't know, as you're playing the game, you don't really need the number one answer first.
Right. You just got to get one of the top five.
Yeah. In this case, five answers are on the board.
Right.
And you get three strikes.
Right.
So after three strikes, you're done.
Yeah.
Do you think you'll need three strikes?
There should be almost no way.
Over under 1.5 strikes.
Can you dump this? Can we decide? I don't want to put myself in a spot where I'm gonna mess it up. But three strikes to get five teams in a conference where it shouldn't be that difficult, I think. Even not knowing what their, you know, equation exactly is. But how many, like you just said, how many factors could there be? Schedule, you know, team, like, what's their record right now? All that. Like, Baltimore might be the second or third. Where'd they end up in power rankings on Tuesday?
Fourth.
Fourth, okay. Right? They're in 10th place right now in the conference. They're not going to make the one seed. They might. I love them to make the playoffs. They might be a team that I'm more scared of than Indy or Denver or New England, but they're trailing those teams by 4 games right now, or at least 4 wins. So that, you know,
I wouldn't put Baltimore at 0%. Although they would need to win, they need to go 12-5, right?
Win
all their games,
and then
have the tiebreakers over everybody.
I guess I wouldn't want to put them at zero either.
Almost
but
zero.
They're not going to be in the top five.
All right. I might agree.
Well, you're looking at it, so you know, too. But, yeah. Anyway, you like my process.
They play New England. But otherwise.
Yeah. I'm going to say that New England is up there.
That's an official guess?
Official guess, New England's in the top five.
Number one.
Okay.
24% to get the one seed, New England.
All right.
The schedule and the record.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
That's it.
That's all I need. I think Indianapolis is also going to be in the top five.
Number three. 19%. What is this going to add up to? 69, 89%. So the top five teams constitute 89% of the,
mm-hmm.
the deal.
I believe that the Bills are still in the top five.
Number four, 12%. Before the season, it would have been what? Less than 20.
Yeah, I think I remember hearing 18 or 15, maybe.
So now it's 12.
Yeah.
If it weren't for the Patriots, this is the question. Mm-hmm. If it weren't for the Patriots, would we be all like just sort of normal right now instead of this sort of frantic, panicky state we're in?
If the Bills were 6-3, but still in front in their division.
New England's 4-5.
And only one loss behind the team with the one seed, I think the panic level... I don't want to exaggerate the panic level. I haven't really gotten it. I mean, it's 4-5 days after that game. It wasn't very, very panicky even after the game. I mean, there's pointed direct criticisms, but I don't know about panic.
Miami?
Yeah.
Oh.
Anyway, I don't want to overstate how sketchy we might be feeling not feeling.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Pretty much on the other end of that.
You're panicky?
I think people are.
Okay.
But of course it's not everybody.
Right.
I'm not sure it's right to be.
But that's what you're saying by asking. Like, if New England isn't there, I mean, they are there. You got to catch them and beat them, and their schedule is pretty cakey. And week after week, you know, it's like, well, they could lose to anybody, just like the Bills could lose to anybody, as demonstrated on Sunday. But they aren't doing it. They've won seven in a row.
We'll see if they can prove tonight if they can lose to anybody.
Right.
Tonight would be proof of that if they lost.
Yeah.
Minus 13.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you got three.
So, yeah, if New England didn't exist, I think we'd be like, just catch Indy. You can do that.
I think if New England didn't exist, the Bills are 6-3, the Patriots are 4-5, give, you know, Tampa, teams they've beaten that wouldn't affect this, Tampa, Miami, that was a close game, mm-hmm. one more, then I think the Bills could be on top of this list.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's right. I think they'd get that respect over the other teams that have the better records.
Denver having to play the Chiefs twice.
And the fact that they're even fourth in this exercise already trailing as they are, tells you the kind of respect that they would still be getting.
According to PFF, the Bills have a better chance to land the one seed than the Lions.
All right.
Yeah. All right. Well.
Well.
Two more.
Can you tell I'm delaying because I'm not sure what to do with the? I like that I'm perfect so far, but I'm not sure what to do with the other two guesses. Unless just by default, maybe they just must be Denver and Kansas City.
Denver is right. Kansas City is wrong.
All right, so who's the fifth? Pittsburgh? No.
This is often what happens on Family Feud.
Yeah, right.
Where, I need to the last answer. Like two people said it.
Let me go get
go through the cousins.
I want to get together with G and Zach and have a conference.
They don't know. Well, you don't get the conference until the big money, the final. Like if you're trying to steal, then you get the conference. But if just like you're up, Buster, what's your guess? You get 3 seconds.
Am I wrong about Baltimore not being up there? Do I want to officially guess Baltimore? No, I do not want to officially guess Baltimore. But that means I want to officially guess what? Pittsburgh? Oh, well, the Chargers are 7-3. I'm going to say the Chargers.
Correct.
Okay.
We gave you a little bit of extra time there.
Yeah, sorry. And I didn't officially guess those ones that were wrong, although I had a strike to give.
You had strikes to give. Yes. The Chargers come in at 11%.
I could have swung for the fences if I wanted to.
The Chargers are at Jacksonville Sunday.
Is that right?
So it says also in the same article at PFF that the Jaguars with a win, which, I mean, think about whether you want this. I think I probably do. The Jaguars with a win will be at 60% to make the playoffs and with a loss, 25%. Huge leverage game for them. They're playing the Chargers, right?
Yes, they are.
At home?
Yes. I just looked. I think I would want that. I think I would want Jacksonville squatting on a spot, on a wild card spot.
I think so, too. I think that's easy until you might be the one affected. And if you want to bet on that not happening, then sure, because the Chiefs could be affected. They've beaten the Chiefs head-to-head. A tie would go to Jacksonville between those two teams. So that's what you would want to root for, probably. Although it's also possible that they're not going to be in your way. Still, like Jacksonville, 5-4. Houston, without Stroud again this week. They have Tennessee this week, 4-5. Then they have the Bills, by the way, a week from tonight.
Short week, yeah.
Interesting. I've got, by the way, you brought up the reverse AFC power rankings.
I sure did.
The Bills came in on Tuesday on our show at 5. That's the highest they've been since August 20th. But they were, you sound like that whistle was like you're sort of amazed by that. August 20th, they were 5.
I don't think it's wrong. I think I was the one who said them at 5 first, if I remember correctly.
Tuesday?
Yeah.
You want credit?
I guess I'm taking credit, but it's kind of stark that's how we feel about them right now, or I feel about them anyway.
I think, if I remember right, by the way, early in the offseason last year, we did some sort of funky variations on, that's when the shark was jumped on the reverse AFC power rankings, like by coaches and by futures. And there was one where the Bills, for whatever reason, that day came in 9th. But 6th on November 17th of 23 is the last time they were higher than 5th.
All right.
And that's right. That's when Dorsey's fired, isn't it? November of 23.
That's in there. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right in there.
All right. I like that this, as you referred to it, has jumped the shark, but we're still going, which is good.
Right. We've landed.
Got a chance to rebuild its credibility, I guess.
Yes, it's
Or just ignore it and just continue with it, no matter how crappy it gets.
Well, is this game Sunday? Who is talking? Is this game Sunday going to calm everybody down or not? Because, you know, I'm thinking that there's a panic out there. You're thinking less so. Is Sunday going to – is this one of these – we've had – not – it hasn't all been smooth sailing. in the last 5+ years, but most of it has through the regular season. This year's more challenging. So it was 2 years ago when they were sixth. This year's more challenging. Is this game going to relax the fan base or not? Is there a bad winning score this week? Are we again at like, no, there isn't?
There is no bad winning score.
Okay.
No. You lose to Miami by 17. There's no bad winning score anymore.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's fair.
It's just not. You just need to park some wins in your assigned parking spot and just get on the plane and go to Houston. That's it. I mean, so, but if you're, you know, does that mean, does a win, any win, equate to people who are panicky calming down? Necessarily, no. Because if the same warts are there, if their passing game looks as inept as it's looked here too often, I mean, I want to point out that they looked excellent in the Kansas City game, and I just don't know where did that go. But anyway, they've been stuck there in that part of their offense most of the year. Even in games that they won, it looked, the Carolina game, it looked terrible. Their passing game, they did not need it. It did not hurt them, but when it was still a competitive game and they were trying to pass the ball, it looked ridiculous, right? So I think that will still be there if the Bills win this game. You know, if they get their running game on track, which I don't think is any easy thing against Tampa, they're excellent against the run. They're also a blitz-happy team, which could be shouldn't be a problem, hasn't been a problem for most of Josh Allen's career, but suddenly this year it is. So I think Sunday's a good win if you get it, as I think this team presents some challenges
for
them.
I agree.
But, you know, if it still looks, you know, if it's Allen back to pass and he doesn't like what he sees and he's running out of there and all, everything we've been seeing here all too often, I think there's still going to be the same amount of concern that could elevate to the level of panic, because you just – it's hard to believe that that is just suddenly going to get better, even though it did. We just watched it 2 weeks ago have one of the best days they've had all year. Right outside of the fourth quarter against Baltimore, the Chiefs game, the passing game in the Chiefs game, I mean, Allen threw three incompletions, one of which was a throwaway. You know, yes, it was mostly tight ends for the yards, but whatever, it worked. It was effective. But it just gets harder and harder. The mounting evidence is that I'm not going to have this when I need it. You know, when I'm down by 3 or 4 points to the Chiefs or the Steelers or the Ravens or the Jaguars or the Colts or whoever in the playoffs, am I going to have a button to press that is going to get me 3rd and 8 if they stuff my run game on first down? Because I almost always run it on first down. If I'm in 2nd and 9, am I in trouble? Because a lot of this year, they have been in trouble when they're in 2nd and long. So I don't think that goes away with a win, but, you know, the standings still do matter. And, staying at 3 losses, not dropping another game behind the 1 seed, I think would help a lot. And then just see what else happens in the league, right? Colts are off this week, I think.
They are.
Only 2 teams on by, Colts and Saints. So
correct.
We really care about the Saints. But
look
Colts
at you.
Are off.
Look at you. You didn't need a kicker this week.
No, I didn't need a kicker. Although I'm out of moves. We're out of moves.
What kind of league is this?
I claimed a receiver because my receiving core, I had room on the bench. My receiving core looked so bad. I claimed a receiver and then opened my email to find that Paul had sent out a notice to us, and I was in a group of people in the league that only had 1 move left. I'm like, I think I just used my last move to claim like Tez Johnson or somebody.
It's like getting an email from, or a letter, maybe. It's like getting mail from someplace where you forgot to pay your bill or something when Paul sends out the notice that you're out of moves.
You're done, buddy.
Who did you pick up?
Tez Johnson.
You said that.
I'm pretty sure that's what I did. Yeah.
Wow.
I know. Well,
listen to this.
I got
Tez Johnson against the Bills.
There
is
it
his
is.
Pickup.
Yeah.
10-team league wasn't your only option.
No, it wasn't.
Wow.
No.
Somebody's planting a flag.
That happened when I found out Harrison had appendix surgery. Harrison Jr., Marvin Harrison Jr.
One of the juniors.
Yeah.
Getting you beat.
I couldn't find. I shouldn't say I couldn't find. I didn't look to see if there was a junior I could have claimed.
What about Kyle Pitts Sr.? Could you have grabbed him? Maybe not. All right. Here we go. Thanks for being with us today. Joe Ostrowski coming up from Bet Sweats. We'll also talk about the Bucs some more and some more depth. Sal Capaccio will join us at 5. Injury report is out. A lot of guys who were limited yesterday practiced in full today. Not so Khalil Shakir, still in the red non-contact jersey. We'll see what Sal thinks about his chances of playing on Sunday. Back with Joe O from Bet Sweats. Mike Shope and the Bulldog here, WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount+.